Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 7, The Gradual Progression Toward a Worthy Ideal. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we already know and learning how to live them. This is a big episode for me, partly because of the ideas themselves, but also because this chapter and the themes that they talk about is really what led me to be doing this in the first place. Clips from this episode were later sampled by a DJ by the name of Akira the Don that I listen to regularly while I'm working out. And over time, listening to these things over and over, the ideas behind them stayed with me. Eventually, I wanted to know more about them. That led me to search for Earl Nightingale, and ultimately this project of working carefully through each of these episodes one at a time. So this chapter feels kind of like a return. This episode opens with a narrator posing three simple questions that are also fairly profound. The first is, who sets the standard by which success is defined? Two, what are your motives? And three, what price are you willing to pay to achieve success? These questions set the stage for what Earl Nightingale then offers as one of the most enduring definitions of success I have ever encountered. Success is the gradual progression toward a worthy ideal. That definition stops me every single time. It reframes success completely. Success isn't a single achievement or a final destination. It is movement, direction, progress. Under this definition, you can be successful at any moment in your life, as long as you are actively moving towards something worthwhile. But embedded in this definition is an important assumption. You first choose a worthy ideal. Later in the episode, Earl reinforces this with a familiar idea. We become what we think about. Heard that one before. And he sharpens it by pointing out that if we think about nothing, if we drift without aim, we become nothing in particular. Success requires intention. It requires a consciously chosen direction. Progress, not perfection. What I love about this definition is how humane it is. It doesn't demand perfection. It doesn't require certainty. It only asks for progress, gradual, sustained, and purposeful. You don't have to arrive to be success. You simply have to be moving. That idea alone has enormous implications. It means setbacks don't disqualify you. Slow progress doesn't negate your effort. As long as your action align with your worthy ideal, you are living successfully in that moment. Another idea that stood out to me in this episode is the importance of owning the day. While Earl doesn't mention specifically Benjamin Franklin here, I couldn't help but make the connection. Franklin famously kept a personal inventory, regularly reviewing his actions and measuring how well he lived according to his values. That idea fits perfectly with Nightingale's definition of success. If success is about gradual progression, then the unit of measurement isn't years or decades, it's today. The question becomes, did my actions today move me even slightly toward my worthy ideal? If you know what you want and apply focus effort in that direction today, you are successful. Each day then becomes a challenge to be won, not by grand achievement, but by alignment between intention and action. This daily discipline is the foundation of competence. It's how skill, character, and confidence are built over time. This episode closes with a quote that may be one of the strongest statements of personal responsibility ever written. Earl quotes George Bernard Shaw, who said, "People are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, make them." This quote captures so much in just a few lines: grit, determination, effort, and agency. But it also circles back to the beginning. None of this matters unless you have a worthy ideal to pursue. Circumstances don't decide your direction. You do. So episode 7 leaves me with this. Success is not a moment. It is a movement. It begins with choosing a worthy ideal. It continues through daily focused effort, and it grows when we take responsibility for creating the conditions we need. As long as you are moving towards something worthwhile, you're already succeeding. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.